One of the most common words in a Christian's vocabulary is also one of the least understood words, namely catechism. When we think of catechism, we usually imagine a big book containing all our beliefs, and that is true. But there are many forms of this word, like catechumen, which is someone learning about the faith, or a catechist, that is someone who teaches the faith, or to catechize, which is the ability and the skill to teach the faith. But most people do not know the literal meaning of this word, catechism. Catechism originally comes from Greek and literally means oral teaching, or to teach by word of mouth. In other words, catechism is spoken by the lips long before it is written down on paper by a pen. After all, isn't this the way Jesus, the divine catechist himself, taught? He never wrote one word in all the Gospels, unless you count his writing in the sand with his finger in John chapter 8, when our Lord was presented with the woman caught in adultery. Why is this important? Well, because you never really know your faith until you can put your faith into your own words and share it with someone else. Only when you can teach something publicly have you really learned something personally. In other words, a catechist can teach the Catholic faith because he or she has first put their faith into their own words, not simply regurgitating something written in a big book of beliefs. Let me give you a humorous example of what I mean by a true catechist. 9-year-old Joey was asked by his mother what he learned in Sunday school. Joey answered, "Well, Mom, our teacher told us how God sent Moses behind enemy lines on a rescue mission to lead the Israelites out of Egypt. When he got to the Red Sea, he had his army build a pontoon bridge, and all the people walked across safely. Then he radioed headquarters to send jet fighters to blow up the bridge, and all the Israelites were saved." His mother asked very doubtfully, "Now, Joey, is that what your teacher really said?" Joey replied, "Well, no. But Mom, if I told it the way the teacher did, you'd never believe it." Can you see how Joey was becoming a real catechist? He was trying to put the faith in his own words, not just repeating what he had read in a big book of beliefs. This Sunday, we celebrate Catechetical Sunday. And now I hope you have a little better understanding of that word, catechetical, what it really means. That is, this Sunday we acknowledge all those catechists in our church who try to put the faith in their own words and then share it with us, hopefully a little better than little Joey did. Did you know we really have a small army of catechists here at Immaculate Conception? Let me give you a list of who they are and how many are involved in each group. The baptism preparation is provided by 5 different people. First communion classes are given by 12 people. Religious education classes have 46 catechists. Confirmation preparation has 18 catechists. RCIA has 18 catechists. Marriage preparation has 10 catechists, some of whom are couples. Youth ministry has 10 catechists. Scripture study classes are led by 10 catechists. Our school teachers in our elementary school are all catechists and number 36. And the Hispanic prayer group has about 50 catechists. That comes to a whopping total of 215 people who are catechists in our church. Our catechists may not have written any books about their faith and beliefs, but they have taken the seed of faith that God planted in their hearts and is blossoming in their lives, and they gladly give that bouquet of faith flowers to others. In a sense, They don't need a big book of beliefs because they have become that book themselves. In other words, a true catechist is a walking, talking catechism. He or she has become the book. My friends, as much as we applaud the labors of our formal catechist today, we should not forget that each of us is called to be an informal catechist every day, especially parents to their children. You know, I love to hear my parents talk about their faith. On one trip to India, we visited my home state of Kerala, and my mom very proudly pointed out a small local church that her family had helped to build. Just like some IC parishioners talk about how their ancestors built this magnificent church. My dad never stops telling us about how much they sacrificed to send us to Catholic schools because we would learn our faith there. But his sacrifices taught me as much as the school did. By the way, this is why when your children ask you hard questions about the faith, you cannot just say, "I don't know, ask Father John." And this is why you cannot simply Google the answer. Why not? Well, because you are your children's catechism. Your life, your experiences, your tragedies, your triumphs, your love for the Lord, and Jesus' love for you. You yourself are the answer to your children's tough questions about the faith. And you will not find that answer on the internet. Your autobiography is the first book of beliefs that your children will ever read. And once you learn the meaning of the word catechism, you begin to see how easy and natural it is to share the faith. It is true that sometimes our explanations may not be exact, like Joey's. And then we should go back to our big book of beliefs and the Bible and the catechism and correct our answers. You know, I always learn more about the faith whenever I talk to our parishioners and hear their stories and their love for the Lord. In those moments, they are the catechists, those who teach. And I am the catechumen, the one who learns. Every Christian is called to be a catechist and put that faith into their own words and share it. And when we do, each Christian becomes the book of faith. Praised be Jesus Christ.